The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus arrived in Bethany, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would never have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection in the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And no one who believes and lives in me will ever die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The souls of the just are in the hands of God. No torment shall touch them. The Book of Wisdom reminds us today as we assemble with faith to pray for our faithful departed and all the dead. We pray with great hope that our beloved dead are in fact in God's hands. Because the Book of Wisdom goes on to remind us, grace and mercy are with His holy ones, and His care is with His elect. These words, just, holy ones, and elect, aren't able to be predicated of just anyone. In today's second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, we see how in fact one becomes just through being justified in baptism. St. Paul tells us that when we were baptized into Christ's saving death. We became right with God. That's what it means to be just. Through entering into His death, being united with Him in His crucifixion, so that we might thereby be united with Him in the resurrection and live a new risen life. That's the life of the just that God's grace and mercy make possible. It's a lifelong journey, an exodus from what St. Paul calls slavery to sin, an exodus, a Passover, a pilgrimage that begins in baptism and is meant to continue into eternity. Since the day of our baptism, and we should all know the day of our baptism. I was talking to one of my spiritual directees through Skype. She works in Mexico. And her name's Renee. And today is the day of her baptism. And she's always been so happy that her parents named her Renee, which in French, those who speak French know, means reborn. And today is a special day. My baptismal day is April 6th, 1970. It's the biggest feast day I celebrate personally every year because it's the most important day of my life, far more important even than my priestly ordination. What saddened me a little bit is when we were doing the new registration for our parish, when we had that entry line on our registration form for the place and the date of the baptism, so few of the parishioners of St. Bernadette had any clue the day that they were baptized. It's far more important than the day of their wedding, far more important than their birthday, and yet so many don't grasp that day. But it's in that day that the greatest miracle of our life happened, and it's because of that day that we have incredible hope for heaven. Because it's the day of our baptism that we entered into Christ's risen life. As long as we keep that life alive, we will live forever. the truly Christian life, the life of faith, is a life of union with Christ, crucified and risen. On the day of our baptism, we died for real in Christ and experienced for the first time His resurrection. And as long as we preserve that resurrected life, as long as we don't extinguish it through a life of slavery to sin, when we experience physical death, it'll be nothing other than a change of address to a place far more beautiful than any Newport mansion. The Christian life, it's a life lived in union with Christ all the way. In His suffering, in His teaching, in His loving, in His death, and in His resurrection. St. Paul gave witness to our need to die with Christ in his first letter to the Galatians. He said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer even I who live, but Christ who lives within me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me." Jesus gave witness to the second part of the truth of this gospel for this Mass with the famous scene of the raising of Lazarus. When Jesus told Martha that her brother would rise, she responded with faith, saying she knew he would rise in the resurrection of the last day. Something no doubt that Jesus had talked to them much about when He would make His frequent visits to their home. But Jesus revealed that the resurrection was not so much a fact, but a relationship. "I am the resurrection and the life," He said. "Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." In this year of faith, and in our life of faith, it's key for us to grasp the significance of Jesus' words. Whoever believes in Him, even if he dies, will live. If we live and believe in Him, we will not die. Even after our soul departs from the body in anticipation of the reunion and the resurrection on the last day. The risen life, the life of the just, the life of the faith, is believing and living in Jesus. And for someone who lives and believes in Jesus, death is the separation of the soul from the body for a temporary period. But it is not any annihilation. It's not, as we heard in the book of Revelation, in the thought of the fools, destruction, utter affliction, worthless. It, in fact, is the final stage of our pilgrimage following in Jesus' footsteps. In the psalm today we prayed, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate His temple." And God always far surpasses what we ask for. By His death and resurrection, and by allowing us through faith and baptism to enter into His death and resurrection, Jesus made it possible not only to dwell in the Lord's house, not only to gaze on His loveliness and contemplate His temple, but to dwell in Himself and to become ourselves the temple of the Lord's presence. The Lord is our light who fills us with that holy light. He is our salvation that rescues us from the slavery of sin and makes the life of the just possible. But we have to remember that the resurrection is a relationship. It's living together with Jesus in His risen life. And that can only occur if we allow ourselves to be crucified with Him to the world. Today we come to pray for all our beloved family members, the vast majority of whom, thanks be to God, were justified by entering into Jesus' death and resurrection and baptism. The vast majority of whom believed in the Lord and sought to live the Christian life. We also pray for those who did not have that privilege on earth, that both groups would have made room for God's grace and mercy, so that their souls may be forevermore in God's loving hands, and they may experience a miracle far greater than the resuscitation of Lazarus. And as we pray that they are in God's hands, we also pray that one day we may join them. And the greatest way of all is to daily die and rise again as we enter into Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection and become one with his risen body and blood. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.